Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. First Lady Melania Trump has taken cyberbullying prevention as her cause. She held a meeting this week with social media and internet executives at the White House. This week, we will talk to one expert about what to do about bullying, including cyberbullying.
And in many cases, kids that don't want to be caught will often claim that their accounts were hacked, so that they don't have to take responsibility for their actions.
That's Jesse Bernal. He's one of the authors of the best-selling book series Bullyproof, Unleash the Hero Inside Your Kid. We're talking cyberbullying and preventing online harassment on this week's American Cafe. This week, First Lady Melania Trump led a gathering of top executives from social media and internet companies at the White House. The First Lady has made cyberbullying and prevention of internet abuse her cause, and she started by acknowledging the irony of her taking on that cause when her husband regularly uses Twitter to berate his foes and call people names.
I'm well aware that people are skeptical of me discussing this topic. I have been criticized for many commitment to tackling this issue, and I know that will continue. But it will not stop me from doing what I know is right.
The First Lady joined with executives from Facebook, Amazon, Snap, Google, Twitter, and Microsoft to discuss cyberbullying prevention. She said her commitment is to work for the safety of children and teens.
I'm here with one goal: helping children and our next generation. I look forward to learning from and working with each of you, and I believe together we can make a real difference in encouraging positive behaviors on social media.
The First Lady's involvement helps to bring attention to a problem that affects millions of Americans, and not just teens or children. A recent poll by the Pew Research Center found that 41% of U.S. adults believed they had been harassed online. So what do you do if you are the parent of a bullied child? I spoke with author Jesse Bernal, a contributor to the best-selling book series Bullyproof, Unleash the Hero Inside Your Kid. He told me that online bullying or harassment has become the norm rather than getting beat up or insulted.
Now, mostly, what we're seeing with bullying, especially in the schools, is we're seeing social ostracization, being excluded from activities, being made fun of. And of course, those things very rarely just stay, maintain a verbal nature. Instead, they tend to go online. Kids will create what they call spam accounts on Instagram so that they can use those accounts to make fun of other kids with impunity. Same thing with Snapchat, because the nature of Snapchat is one of temporary, messages that delete after they've been viewed a certain number of times. Without getting police and other, authorities involved, it's very difficult to track down, was it really that person? And in many cases, kids that don't want to be caught will often claim that their accounts were hacked so that they don't have to take responsibility for their actions.
Jesse Bernal says there are some telltale signs that a kid is being bullied that parents should watch for.
So typically the child will become more withdrawn. They'll be secretive, about what they're doing, where they're going, who they're hanging out with, frequent emotional outbursts at home. There's a sense of shame that comes with being bullied, and it's a very isolating experience for the victim. And part of that is because that's what the bully wants. The bully wants to isolate the victim because they become more vulnerable and easier to prey upon when they're isolated.
The online portal Statista estimates that there are more than 237 million smartphone users in the United States in 2018. With that many phones in circulation, keeping kids safe from harassment might seem impossible. But Jesse Bernal offers hope that parents can be proactive in preventing online bullying.
From that first moment when children get access to social media, it is incumbent upon the parent to make sure that it's very clear that they are to have access to that child's account, and that they can even be quote unquote friends with the child and make sure that they're able to see what's happening on the public posts that are coming across their child's news feed. Of course, that's more difficult if that's not the culture that you've established. But the experiences that I've been privy to with my own kids and also with other people's kids that have experienced bullying that I've counseled is that kids do want help when they're experiencing bullying. But they are ashamed that, you know, they're being victimized. And after the big blow up of, oh, it's private, it's mine, you have no right to it, after the parents are able to impress upon the kids how important it is for them to be able to help them, that they have access to those things, the kids tend to become much more cooperative.
Bernal also told me that parents can team with teachers and school administrators to help prevent bullying, even cyberbullying. That's because, he says, bullies seldom have just one target.
The way that I've seen best for parents to be able to team with schools is to approach the schools in a manner that bullying is a cultural problem at the school and not just with their kids, but that it's something that their child is experiencing and that other children are probably experiencing as well.
This is National Youth Violence Prevention Awareness Week in the United States. The National Youth Violence Prevention Resource Center says bullying is often a warning sign. Teens are headed for trouble and at risk for serious violence. It notes that teenagers, particularly teen boys involved in bullying, are more likely to engage in other antisocial behavior, including vandalism, shoplifting, truancy, and drug use. They are also 4 times more likely than non-bullies to be convicted of crimes by the age of 24. So what do you think? Let us know by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe, and you can find other editions of our show at voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington.